Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Melissa Johnson, and she's the administrative assistant at Iowa Western Community College. Good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And it's soon to start this new series, and I think most of us call it Lus Hill Learners, but you'll tell us about that. So when does it start, what time, and where?
We begin next Monday, the
19th.
The 19th, yes, at 9:30. And we have a series of 10 weeks of sessions that we cover different topics of interest to the group. And it's just a lot of fun.
Okay. And some of those topics will be local and local people. Some of them may be worldwide topics.
Exactly. In the past, we have had 6 weeks of local topics and then 4 weeks of worldly and global topics. And due to scheduling, we've had to kind of mix that up. And so we're just going to have 10 weeks of a variety of topics. And the first one begins with Butterflies of Iowa.
And Kathleen Zimmer, we hope we can visit with her, but some of you will know that you have heard her. She is the Butterfly Lady of Iowa and has actually been in Atlantic for the Cass County Garden Seminar. So we'll see if we can visit with her. But what a fun topic to start off with. And you know, butterflies and other pollinators are in the news. So this is actually newsworthy too.
Yes, there's been a lot in the newspaper about the migrating of monarchs and the things that involve them and the problems they are having and so forth. So it's very timely.
Yes, it is. And that is, I think, a part of your topics. Now, I want to come back to those topics. But first, who should attend? Who is it open to? Who may attend?
Anyone that is free on Monday mornings and would like to have some coffee and donuts and just some conversation is welcome to attend. Most of our members are retirees, but if you are just free that morning, you're more than welcome to come.
And it might depend on the topic, and I'm glad you clarified that, because when I think of Lus Hill Learners, I do think of seniors, but it's not just for them. Anybody who would find a topic interesting is welcome to come. Is there a fee?
There is a $15 fee that covers all 10 sessions. So if you average that out, you're getting a cup of coffee and a lot of entertainment for a pretty cheap price.
Yeah, even if you miss a couple, it's still a really good bargain. And my past experience, Melissa, has been it's the topic that's interesting, but all the people who attend are interesting, and maybe you'll meet some new folks and have some new conversations.
They are all a very interesting and wide variety of group. They ask a lot of questions and make the hour and a half go very quickly.
You bet. So, and this, of course, is, as you mentioned, all at Iowa Western Community College. So there's actually another advantage. If you're not familiar with Iowa Western Community College, the Atlantic campus, this would be a good chance to come and kind of get acquainted with the building, and probably could even get a tour if you wanted one.
We're very proud of our building here. We've renovated the whole thing in the past 5 years and get lots of great comments on the building itself, and we try to utilize the building to the fullest of its capacity, and we're just very excited to have people in the building and very proud of it.
I'm guessing that some people that, you know, come in fairly often, they may not have been in the student center, and it's lovely.
Yes, it is. The first comment a lot of people that I get when they come in the front door is, I remember when this was a grocery store. And I say, well, it's not a grocery store anymore. Please look around.
Yes, that's for sure. And it's good to be acquainted with this resource that actually Iowa Western Community College and all the community college are supported by tax funds.
Exactly. And that's why we have an open door policy, and we do like the public to come in and view our building and make use of it when they can.
And then, of course, there are all the classes in addition to this Lus Hill Learners, which is, you know, it's continuing education, but it's not like getting credit. But my goodness, the list of the classes that are available for credit just goes on and on.
Yes, it's changed over the years since I've been here. I've been here almost 9 years, and we have gone through a lot of changes as far as how we deliver classes and what we offer, but it's the basic classes that a freshman would take at college, and plus a few specific classes, and of course we have our design technology program that we're very excited about, and that's continually growing.
Yes, that is a really exciting program. Is it I think at one time it was the only one in the United States, but I don't know that that's still true.
I think there are a couple.
There might be throughout the country, yeah.
But it's still a unique system here. And now you've had several classes graduate.
Yes, we've had, is this our third or fourth group of kids go through the program, and they've gone on to get jobs and be successful, so that's what we're all about.
You bet. Whether you are 18 or you are 80, I think success is still what you're all about, and whether you're taking classes for credit or you just want to kind of keep up to date with things. Let's talk a little bit about the topics for the 10 weeks. And we know that the first one is the Butterflies of Iowa.
Yes, and then the following week, Frank and Kim Spillers will be our speakers, and they have a business, Global Horizons, that is building civility around the world. They have written a book, and they will be presenting the topic that day. And then
and some people know, folks, they live here, so on, but they are speakers all over the United States. I mean, sometimes I think we don't appreciate our local talent as much as we should. We sort of take them for granted, but they've done a lot of research across the United States and are requested as speakers outside of Iowa. So, hey, this is your chance to come and hear Kim and Frank. So what's next?
And then October 3rd, Rick Burns will be here talking about the Sister City International and the Council Bluffs Herat-Afghanistan relationship. And Judy will be, Judy Marnin, who was the former director here at Iowa Western, is in charge of that program.
And so that's more an international one. As I recall, Rick, this is relationships across the world. So you're getting into those international ones. But again, it has those local touches. So I think that just makes it even more interesting.
And then following that, we have Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate, put on by the Iowa State Extension Service. And I went to this presentation last week at the Cass County Center, and it was very good and very timely as far as, you know, as we age and we have to decide what to do with things. This is great information.
Did you have some good discussion?
Yes, we did. A lot of us have been through this program and been through it already in our lives, but now we're looking ahead to the next generation and how we can make the transition a little easier for them.
People have sad stories to tell, and they have funny stories to tell, and so it's not just a presentation, but get involved and ask questions and so on. It's a really great program. So what's next?
And then we have one of our instructors, Samantha McGill, is going to be presenting her trip that she took this summer to Argentina, I believe, and so she will be sharing her experiences down there. And then...
So another world, touching the world. And, you know, the world is so much smaller. We all kind of, I think, need to be more aware of what's going on in other places. So you've got this great mix going on.
Exactly. And then we do have follow that up with another program by Rich and Nidra Perry. And they will discuss the program that they're involved with in Haiti and their trip that they took this summer. And I believe the Hummels also went with them.
So again, another personal stories that relate us to places around the world. And, you know, Haiti is sort of out of the news now. There for a while, it was just, that's all we heard about. Every day we heard something. And, you know, I always wonder, well, so what's happened next? Because it's not at the top of the news. But here we'll have some personal experiences.
And then following that, I'm excited about this one because I'm a big Iowa State Fair fan. Peter County, who is the director of the Blue Ribbon Foundation, will be coming to talk to the group and talk about what their programs that they have going on. And I'm sure we'll have a lot of reminiscing about everyone's memories of the Iowa State Fair.
Mm-hmm. And lots of changes going on there, and the Blue Ribbon Foundation is a part of those changes.
And then we'll be having Donna Brahms will come, and I think everyone knows her as the Bee Lady, and she will talk about beekeeping and probably have some samples of honey for us. So
again, those bees are such important pollinators, and we all need to, and I'm on my little personal soapbox, I guess, we all need to be more aware of the pollinators and what they do for us, and it's more than bees, and it's more than butterflies, it's lots more. So anyhow, pollinators are our friends. So it starts on September 19, and then is it once a week?
Yes, it's every Monday at 9:30, and it goes through November 21st. We finish up right before Thanksgiving. And the last two topics that we have are worldly topics. Gary and Marlene DeGeest are sharing their trip to Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji. And then Judy Marnin will present a program on Sicily, the crossroads of civilization, for our final program.
Lots of interesting topics there, Melissa. And again, that's all Monday, starting at the 19th of September. And the time is 9:30 to 11 at Iowa Western Community College. Give the college a call, stop in and see Melissa. It's a good idea if you pre-register, but not required, is that correct?
Exactly. We take anyone that walks through the door and wants to join us. We will be more than happy to welcome you.
Okay. Thank you very much to Melissa Johnson for visiting with us and making us aware about Les Hill learners. Until next time, here's a thought from John Adams. Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom.